This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the non-consistent podcast.
The podcast where we haven't done it in probably about 7 months. April 5th was the last one.
I can't believe it's been that long, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So maybe we'll just, we can hop right back into it. I know we got a lot of loyal fans who've been asking for us to bring it back. We said several times throughout the seven months, we're going to bring it back. And let's just talk about the reasons we didn't. And
okay, I'm going to be honest with you. The fame got a little out of hand. I don't think I could. I just couldn't take it anymore.
This is going to be a janky episode for the return because Pepsi is not next to us right now. Me and Julian are here together, but Pepsi's off in Guelph. Let's go over what's happened in the last 7 months. Pepsi got a girlfriend, which is
that's true.
Wow! Since the last episode, Pepsi got a girlfriend. Myself, I got a full time job, and Julian really hasn't been up to much in the last 7 months.
No, I gained some weight. Other than that, not too much.
No, but in all honesty, we stopped because we had exams, so we needed to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then when me and Julian finished school. Pepsi told us he was done school, and then he had exams, so we had to take another 2-week break. So it was probably Pepsi's fault that we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't.
Defend yourself. Why?
Yeah, build your case.
It was because I was the only one who was consistently asking that we should keep doing it, and then I put it on Snapchat and Twitter, so I knew you guys wouldn't bail this weekend because we looked like idiots.
If we really want to go over it, we had a day planned about a month and a half ago to get together, and next thing you know, Pepsi's like, oh, wait.
I'm in Mississauga.
So me and Julian just wanted to go get sushi. So me and Julian still got together that night and had sushi.
Pepsi really thought he can make it back from... He can leave Bolton, go to Mississauga, come back before 8 o'clock. While going to the fall fair at some point, so I don't know how we thought he could do all that.
The whole night, this was Pepsi's plan. He's like, I gotta pick up, Sydney, his girlfriend. He's like, gotta pick her up at 5:30. He's like, I'll pick her up. I'll leave at 4, pick her up at 5:30. I'll be back for 7 to record the podcast. Then I'm gonna go to the fall fair with her. And we're like, what? This timing just does not add up from where we live, Mississauga.
He also wanted to make a pit stop at the mall. I remember that now. Yeah. I forgot you have to make a mall pit stop too. I swear to God. Yeah. Unreal.
You were supposed to go to Mississauga, go to the mall, drive home, do the podcast, then go out again. All right, but let's get into it. Pepper, take it away. You said you had something you wanted to talk about.
I was going to ask you guys, why are we starting again? What are the main reasons for you guys? Why are we doing this?
So, I had a lot of fans who came up to me crying, bawling. They said that we helped them through so much life problems and such. And that, you know what, should we add that? I don't know.
If you did help people with it, then you should be
5 episodes.
Guys, I'm not kidding. It was a huge ego boost. I told you guys I put it on Twitter and stuff. Like, I got a bunch of people messaging us, telling us that they liked it and stuff like that. So, it actually made me want to do it again more.
We have a recorded podcast episode that I don't think we posted.
No, we posted.
Did we post
it? We have
we have a bunch of outtakes.
Yeah, I was about to say, we have a bunch of...
We have a lot of stuff that we say that parts. We feel like is not allowed on the internet.
To be honest, those outtakes can never be aired, because if they were, we'd be in jail.
We shouldn't say that.
That's so incriminating.
No, you're incriminating
that's
us.
So incriminating.
People are going to come out.
Why would you say that? That's so not it.
No, we definitely have one episode where... Or not episode, we had some extra parts that we were thinking of just posting randomly at one point, but
no,
we didn't.
When we would do sound checks, you'd say, okay, Pepsi, say something.
Yeah, we had
Pepsi
funny things like
just
that.
Just would say that probably should be said out loud, because, you know, he's a funny kid. Funny.
I mean, there's some things I feel me and Julian say that aren't fully acceptable, but definitely they're mostly coming from you.
Well, we're really incriminating him.
So, let's talk about school. How's everyone's experience been in like their return back to school? The same? Has it been really?
No, to be honest with you, that's why I wanted to jump back into this podcast again, because like, I don't know if you guys remember from episode one, but my goals were fame, money, fortune, and I still haven't acquired that. Hopefully, what brings it there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I said in episode one regarding how I liked school, but if I said it was, I did.
You said you hated it.
Oh, I said
you
hated it?
In the first
was episode, I the only one who said I hated
in
it?
In the first episode, you did incriminate by yourself by saying you wanted to snuff your TA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I still would snuff him. He's a douchebag. He's a douche canoe, and I still don't like school. I would never say to go to...
Okay, relax. Like, I think that...
Guys, listen, I would say never to go to school. Download TikTok.
No, don't go to school. I mean, I don't like York University. I'll say it. It's not my favorite place to be. However, I have made some good friends there. Sorry I don't hang out at the school when you guys ask me to.
I got a funny story. I got one. So speaking about friends at school, right? Basically, I found two friends. One was like Julian. One was like Greg, right? The one that's like Greg, I'm still friends with. We like hang out. We do projects together and stuff. But the one that was like Julian, we'd gotten pretty close. And like we had all our classes together. Like we hung out all the time. And then he just stopped showing up. And I was like, fuck, I wonder what happened. Like, where is he? I'm messaging him. He's not answering. I'm like, I guess he just doesn't like me anymore. Maybe he just dropped out. So like, I was like, whatever, no big deal. He shows up like, no joke, a month and a half later. This is during the semester. In like a full arm cast, his like body's all bandaged. I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, I got hit by a car. And I was like, oh shit, is your car okay? He's like, no, like I got hit by a car. And then he got hit by the car, broke the guy's windshield, and then the dude drove him to the hospital. But nice. That was the last time I saw him. He actually never came back. He came back for one day.
Well, I mean, he's got
like still in a cast.
That is on brand for me, though.
But like, is it? I don't know. Pepsi started that off by saying, like, I found a kid who's like Julian, and then I found a kid who's like Greg. I still talk to the guy with Greg, do projects with him. Great. Glad that all you did, you care about me for is doing projects.
Then I got really then close.
Then you got really close with Julian, not with me. And then Julian just dropped you. But I mean, I guess it was a valid reason.
He's like, I have a backup.
So any big stories or big changes? Or Greg, what about you with school? You didn't talk about it.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I'm doing part-time school right now because I'm working full-time. Making that guapo and making that cha-chang. No, I'm just working full time and on
a, you don't need the podcast. You should split your your revenue.
That's why
the money you make from this.
Yeah. No, I don't make that much, but what's it called? No, I just have had a full time job, which has been good, but that's not like wrapping up. It's just like I'm gonna cut back on hours because I'm doing full time school next semester. So yeah,
but jobs are overrated nowadays. We're all thriving entrepreneurs.
We're all trying to be big time. I forgot we were all trying to be big time podcasters. I know a lot of my
jobs are 9-to-5s are overrated because we're just going to be famous for the podcast.
I have a professor. I think she said she has a podcast.
Actually, guys, I just launched a TikTok. It's daddy_TikTok. And if you go on it, I'm trying to get famous there. I have 10 followers right now.
You?
Just made my spooky skeleton TikTok.
Do you?
No.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
No.
Bro, what?
Greg, I didn't tell you this. I didn't tell you this. But I do have a TikTok. And the name of the TikTok is like the Sketchpad Man. And I'm not even kidding. I get like 200 to 300 views a video. I know that's not a lot, but it's still pretty funny.
Yeah, Julian sent me your original TikTok, and I went to it, and then you deleted all your videos.
Yeah, I wanted to save it. I
wanted to see some of those nice dancing videos from when you were 15.
Oh, fuck. You know what's funny? I rip on kids that do it now, but then I think back, and I was like, I was dancing with my shirt off and, like, touching myself in a... Okay, well, not in a...
What?
I was just touching myself.
Yeah, again.
The podcast where we all go to jail.
Yeah,
I make fun of everybody who does it, but I also don't do it. So unlike you, I'm not a hypocrite.
Since we're talking about TikTok, because I feel like it's been like kind of like it's big. Let's not say it hasn't been big, right? But like I feel like recently, maybe this is just because more now that I'm like I watch it. But like it, what's it called? It seems like it's been taking everyone by like storm. It seems like it's blowing up. Oh, look at this. The sketchpad man.
I found you. I'll follow you. I forgot here.
So I find it's like taking everything by storm. But like, this is what I've determined by TikTok, that in my opinion, I'd say 50% of it is like really cringy, stuff I can't handle. But there's like 25% are just the bad trends that like people make copy of. But honestly, that can almost fall into like the 50% of cringy. So I'm thinking 60% cringy, but there's like a 40% of either people who are doing like good copies of like the trends and other videos that are just really fucking funny. And I think the hour I spend, or, you know, like at a time, like hour I just sit there and scroll through it, it's worth that 40% of really funny TikToks.
I'm going to throw it out there, Pep. You have a video with 329 views, and that's pretty good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I know. My cousin Anthony made a video, a TikTok video. It's at 14,000 fucking views.
That's crazy.
His was funny,
though.
That was so freaking funny. It's like Jacob Sagittarius just joined my school, and it was I'm just gonna say it's a brown kid. Yeah, put his hand up. It was his friend, but it was a brown kid. It was nothing like Jacob Sagittarius, the complete opposite. And I just laughed.
That was crazy.
I honestly think our podcast, we should make a TikTok, blow up, and then maybe we'll get.
Oh, we should blow up.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We should do the one where it's like, I used to be so beautiful, Pepsi, and then after, like, when it does, like, the cut to the person, like, when they're sexy, you just do a body roll.
Yeah, that's what you're putting on the internet before anyways, so this should be natural.
Do you guys ever watch TikToks for the cringe, though?
No.
Sometimes I look... No, I do. I look for ones that, like, make me cringe, and then I just repeatedly watch it, and it hurts good. Like, I don't know.
But that's a thing you do. You watch a lot of YouTubers, and then you trash them. You're like, oh, I hate her. I hate him. They suck. And then you show us. You're like, look how shit this is. And it's like, how many views have you provided these people that you hate?
I was thinking about this in the car. I'll never forget, for the longest time, Pepsi used to say that he hated Little Pump and he hated the song Gucci Gang. He absolutely despised them. But he'd always play it and always sing it and listen to it. I'm like, it sounds like you like this song. He's like, no, it's shit. I hate it. Like, oh my God, he just is Gucci Gang for like 5 hours straight. And then I'll never forget, on New Year's Eve, you were a bit drunk and you just came running in and shout, put on Gucci Gang! Oh, Julian ripped out my headphone. And then after you started dancing, and you're like, fuck that, I love Lil Pump, I lied all those times. So what I was thinking is, I know that like the segment everyone used to love is when we would tell like our little adventures, our little stories from the past, everything like that. And so I think like, let's try and like talk about one of them. Maybe like, is there something from like Wasega this year that we can...
Okay. I got one from high school. Me and Julian were talking about this the other day. The food fight. We never brought that up.
Did we not talk about the food fight?
Me and Pepsi couldn't remember if we did. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, how could we have not talked about the food fight? Okay. Yeah, that's a freaking amazing one.
I swear we never talked. I don't think so. Like, I edited the video. Like, thinking back to editing, I don't remember ever talking about the food fight.
That's fine. Okay, we haven't posted in 7 months. No one will remember anyways.
Exactly. We can repeat all the stories we used to tell and tell them again.
That's our strategy.
Great material.
We'll post 5 more videos and then come back in 7 months and post the same 5.
Yeah, hey, Julian, you remember that time we put a crayon on your car?
Okay, so like, we'll go. No, we did talk about that. Let's roll. Okay, do you want me to start off just because, like,
I'll explain
the beginning because, like, this is, like, because it kind of started, not because of me, but I was the first victim. So, basically, what happened is there was our lunch table, all our friends, 12 of us sat at that table, and then there was my cousin, their table was just a little bit further, like, probably, like, 3 tables over and then, like, 1 up. Think about, like...
No, I was way further than that. We might, like...
They were, right? Yeah, you're right. They were three... Okay, let's try to break
three
this down.
Rows down. Okay. Like, it felt like it was like this.
Let's think of this.
So, nobody could see this.
Okay, so I want to paint the picture. Exactly. So I want to paint the picture. So think of like an array of tables. So there's 3 columns. And then think, let's just say 10 rows, right? So my cousin's table was in the first column, but the table at the farthest front, like the first table at the top left-hand corner of the cafeteria. us, we sat more central in the cafeteria. So just think middle row, middle column. That's where we were sitting. And my cousin and his friends, because they were like my friends, I talk to them quite often, hang out with them too. They, for a couple of days, it was like they would just like toss grapes at our table.
Yeah, but never like
never too aggressive. Yeah,
they would just lob some over and we'd be like, ah, stop that.
Yeah, like they would toss like grapes or just toss some food at our table. They'd whip them at me. But then there was one day where they just did not stop.
No, they were throwing them and they kept hitting me.
Yeah, and like they were
I was like a casualty of war and I did not appreciate that.
Yeah, so they just kept pelting our, like it was our table at that point. It wasn't me anymore, with grapes, with all kinds of food. So Julian and our friend Patrick took the liberty of fighting back. Oh, and Mike at the time took the liberty of fighting back. And Mike threw an apple at them.
He did. That was pretty fucking, could have hurt somebody with that. That was
pretty freaking.
That's a big object.
Pretty aggressive. Like, I don't know, so Julian, so tell from your standpoint, like, what had happened.
So it just, they started raining various fruits and Kirby objects on our heads. And the boys had to start fighting back. I mean, I started lobbing whatever I could get out of my lunch bag, Nutri-Grain bars. I had a muffin. I really wanted to throw it, but things started to get out of hand and I had to put it away.
So what had happened is, though, is like the cafeteria started like kind of realizing this. No one joined in. No one, funny enough, no one joined
in. No, there's a couple people. No, there's a couple people. Yeah. But most people started to flee the cafeteria.
No, but yeah, so
people. No, they were throwing fucking nuts at Agostino's table. I don't remember who it was, but they were throwing nuts at Agostino's table.
Yeah, so. I didn't know that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, for people who don't know who Agostino is, he has a severe peanut allergy, and people were throwing nuts at his table. That, and then everyone started running out of the cafeteria.
No, this is when everyone ran. I'll never forget my cousin Carm's face. So there's cameras in our cafeteria, right? But where they would sit, they sat directly underneath one of the cameras. So if you sat in the corner seat at that table, the camera actually can't see it. And so my cousin's sitting there. And so like when it's getting out of hand, I like people are starting, like the place is getting loud, more food's flying, like things getting out of hand. You see the teachers starting to like, you know, get a little aggravated, start walking in. I turn to my cousin and I go, Carm. I'm like, Carm, I'm like, stop. I'm like, stop your friends. I got you guys to stop at this point. I'm like, I got my friends to stop. Get your friends to stop. And my cousin's looking at me. He's got like this evil, cunning grin on his face. He turns around so his back is facing me. And he just lobs a cold cut sandwich as high as he can and as far as he can through the air.
He was right in salami.
Yeah, and what ends up happening is the sandwich just splits into like 10 pieces. Salami going to the left.
Yeah.
Both buns are going across the cafeteria. Turkey and bologna and I don't know, soprasata is just flying everywhere. And that's when, I'll never forget, the table of girls sitting directly to the right of me just got up, screamed, and ran. And then, like, five other tables just got up, screamed, and ran out of the cafeteria. And then the teachers came in.
And I want to throw out there that not many people, especially from Carm's table, did they get any? Did any of them get
booked? Do you guys?
Or how many of us got incriminated? Because I only remember me during all. If you're anybody's wondering what Pepsi was doing during this time.
That's your fault. I didn't get incriminated because I brought my favorite lunch that day, which is tandoori chicken, and I was not going to throw any of my food.
Yeah, I didn't throw my food either.
I was just taking fire the whole lunch.
No, I didn't throw my food once.
If you guys want to know what Pepsi looked like during this entire time.
He was just eating.
He was eating, but he was also covering his tandoori chicken as if he was a war hero jumping on a grenade. That's what he was doing. So he was just getting bombarded by deli meats.
It's so true. Like, you actually were, like, just covered over. Like, you were the bomb shelter.
Yeah, like, you were trying to protect someone from something.
It sucks, because I wanted to have a food fight so bad. And I wanted to be able to throw my stuff. But it's like, I'm going to protect it with my life, right? So, like, I don't know. That's how I saw it.
So, hold on. So then after what ended up happening, so the people who got in trouble, so there was So Patrick, Julian, and Mike threw food from our table. From Carm's table, there was this kid Josh, there was Carmelo, my cousin, and there was a couple other people. But funny enough, only three people got caught: Julian, Patrick, and Josh. But then Patrick, they took him to the office. Patrick got off for other reasons. No. I don't think we're gonna, like, we won't say.
No, this is what happened. Okay, Patrick goes to the office and, you know, because he's very visible on the camera. And he's also, like, he played, like, some more sports and he knew who the, like, he knew the principal. The principal knew him.
Yeah, so, like, he was cool with the principal.
Yeah, so the principal called him in because he knew who he was easily. And he goes, you know, Patrick, like, you know, gives him a whole speech why he shouldn't have done that, which is fair. Then he goes, he makes him watch the video and goes, do you know anybody, like, from this table? Like, can you identify them? He goes, do you know this person? He goes, no. He goes, do you know this person? He goes, uh-uh. He goes, do you know this person? He goes, oh, yeah, that's Julian.
But Pat negotiated with the principal, and he got his sentence of lunch cleaning duty taken from what should have been 3 weeks to literally one day.
No, he got a week, and he only did it once.
Yeah, okay, so sorry. He got a week, but he only did it once.
Yeah.
Then Julian gets called down, but Julian, tell him what happened between you and the principal.
Oh, like, so that
was that's the funniest part of this story, in my opinion.
I sit down, and, you know, principal's talking to me, and he goes, I'm going to show you the video. And,
But didn't you deny first throwing them? Did he say, did you throw it? You denied it.
I obviously denied. My father taught me this. He said, Julian, if anything happens, deny, deny, deny. And I was like, this is it. I'm going to deny it. He goes, did you throw anything? I'm like, nope. I was just sitting there, and I was just getting bombarded, like I said, by deli meats. And I'm like, didn't happen, didn't happen. And he goes, okay, let's watch the video. And I think the camera actually zoomed in on myself, because during this video, you can see me hurling all my Nutri-Grain bars. And then there's a really good scene where there was a really big grape flying towards our table, a big projectile. And I caught it, and I was so furious, I pointed at Josh or whoever threw it, and I fucking launched it at him. And then that's when the principal looked at me and goes, nice throw, son.
Like, you don't understand. You have to think about it this way. Julian catches the grape, stands up, furiously points at Josh, and then just whips it at him.
I identified my target.
After denying.
He then tries to tell the principal he didn't throw it.
That was really funny. That was when you told me that after, that was the best part of the story.
I couldn't believe that I was so easily seen. I thought their cameras were shitty, but clearly our school paid for really good cameras, yeah. If anyone's curious.
So then Julian, I don't know how you got off, but you only got 3 days of cleaning.
I did it 3 times, and I didn't do the rest because Patrick made fun of me.
Yeah, so you got you and Patrick got the least of, like, the thing, brunt of it. But then the only other person that was caught was Josh, and Josh did it for 3 weeks. They saw that Josh threw so much.
Started it.
Yeah, he started it. There was no negotiating with him.
Patrick, what's that called? Patrick also made fun of me for doing the cleaning. I remember I was doing it, and he'd be like, you fucking nerd, you're doing the cleaning. Look at me, I'm not doing the fucking cleaning.
That's so funny.
And I was like, okay, Patrick, I'll stop. And this happened multiple times.
You know what, though? Like now that there's, like, more cameras and, like, more severe punishments and stuff like that, like, things are completely different. Because, like, the stories my dad used to tell me about school, he said that they would have a food fight at least once a month. Like brutal. Like, flipping desks to, like, blockade, like, yourself in. They'd make a fork, and then they'd throw shit at each other. Or, like, the last day of school, they'd have a party, and my dad said they'd light cherry bombs in the hallway and throw them at the doors,
Yeah. And then sometimes you need that, though. Not in, like, this, like, I mean, Canada's not bad. This political climate, people are running out thinking there's a school shooter.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, okay, but, and then my dad, what he does is, on the last day of school, he had, like, I guess you could say he had beef with his vice principal. My dad picked up his vice principal and threw him in the fountain at the front of their school. And to this day, I kid you not, the fountain has been—it's been closed. They closed it that day. It's never been open since. My dad took me there, like, to prove it to me, and it's just overgrown with weeds and shit.
That's ridiculous. Could you imagine?
Who was it? We had a principal or vice principal, or I can't remember who it was. Someone threatened to, like, revoke our access to, like, university, applying to university if we did something. I don't remember.
Oh, if we did.
All I know is that we used to get in trouble in elementary school for calling.
The pranks on the last day of school. Right. Senior prank.
Which is bullshit, because Humberview got to do, like, fun shit. Someone came with a fucking horse. No.
They didn't get to do that. They just did it. They didn't get to.
No,
The principal didn't go, like, go wild, guys. Bring whatever you want.
No, they said that they weren't going to do prom. That was the big thing.
Yeah, there was prom. There was
because Humberview had their prom before they did that. Yeah. So they were like, fuck it, they can't revoke our unification. Jesus, Murphy. University applications.
But they could revoke it. They can still do that. They weren't going to have prom for us.
Yeah, that was the thing. They weren't going to do prom. And we were like, well, we can't. Kids from Harvard
just had bigger balls.
Yeah, that too.
No one from our school I really heard didn't do anything cool. They were just going to drive their cars on the field.
Yeah, that would have been fucking sick. It's
so cool. Great, you ruined the grass.
I mean, fucking crazy. You could have a Subaru on the field.
Watch me do big burnouts in my cool truck in the grass. No, but I told you guys this, but the funniest idea to me, I saw it online, was get three little piglets and put numbers on them.
Yeah,
like,
one, two, four.
Yeah, 1, 2, 4. I saw cows can't go downstairs, so someone brought a cow and put on the top floor.
Okay.
They brought it up the top floor, and then they can't go down the stairs, so it's you can't get your.
So you push a cow down the stairs.
I don't know, how do you get a cow out? The cows are really heavy.
Push the cow down the stairs and have a barbecue.
Then have a barbecue, yeah.
I feel like I don't remember the last day of high school. I remember the last day of elementary, but I don't remember the last day of
high
school.
I had two last day of high schools because I did a victory lap.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. No, I did too. Right.
Was that
Yeah, if you have Pepsi, you had last 30 minutes. I kind of wanted. Never mind.
Have we ever talked about that? Yeah, we did because you didn't get your $60 back. What do we need student cards for? Now that I think about
nothing,
it,
nothing to put in our wallets and show people
as part of the.
I got discounts at art store.
I don't now. I use my student card all the time. There's money
you
on
need it.
It
for school.
Yeah, stuff
for exams. You
I
need
still
to,
don't.
Prove
I still
there.
Don't. No. Not at my school. I still don't have a student card. Second year in.
Clown college doesn't have student cards.
You go to a prison for school, from what I understand.
I go to a school that hands out scholarships and fucking cash.
Oh, it's so funny.
Cash scholarships.
They're going to start giving you fucking bags of weed. They'll be like, that is $500 street value. Good job, kid. Go sell it. But I was walking through because York has it's called York Lanes, and it's almost looks like a shopping area. It's there's a Shopper's Drug Mart. There's a Popeyes, Great Canadian Bagel, a little grocery store too. It also has a dentist.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Do you go to school? Pepsi goes to school in a prison, and you go to school in a shopping mall food court.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
you have to see this place. It's so nice.
But yeah, okay. So getting back to it, I was walking through there, and it was late at. It was because I have a class that goes from 7 at night till 10 at night. So I was walking through at about 10 o'clock, and that place is kind of popping where kids who live on campus and stuff. And all I could think about, I was like, what if there was a club in here? I'm like, I guarantee you they'd made bank.
We have a thing called it's called the Turret Nightclub or something like that. But it's they don't.
Do they sell liquor?
No. I've never been. But I've actually never even been up to that level. I have no idea anything about it. I know that they just hold events there sometimes, dance things and whatever.
But not a dance, a nightclub atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. But I also can't speak for it. I've never been up there, so.
And the only reason I thought of the club.
Please check.
The only reason I thought of a club being there was because I walked by the sports bar that's also in there, and the music they were playing was loud, and I'm like, it's, and I said, it sounds like a club, and then I'm like, that should be a club, I guarantee you there'd be more people in it.
We have a restaurant with a bar, / I guess you could call it almost a pub,
but can you,
I think it would be a restaurant slash
can
bar.
Can you use that card to buy liquor there?
No.
You're at the bar?
No, so this is the thing, you can use that card to buy food there, but you can't use that card to buy alcohol.
There you go.
The school's not going to condone drinking. Kids would just go there and get shit-faced. The beer's actually not even too expensive there, from what I understand.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm basically just...
I took you guys there. We all went for...
Yeah, it was really good.
No, that place was good. And, guess what? My school has one restaurant. It's called the Humber Room. And I heard it sucks, so I don't fucking know. That's pretty much all that we got, to be honest
with
you. We
have, Sloppy Joe's. Just dirty sloppy joes, because that's all I could think.
Not even dirty sloppy joes. I'm thinking that, when you see prison and when they put the food, it's just
meat.
Mush of something. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just what you get served at your school.
Are you? Yeah, it's sure? Actually just a chum bucket.
Are you sure you're just not going to prison?
Yeah,
every day.
And you know what pisses me off about my school is they put all the nice buildings on the front. So you see them, you're like, wow, look how pretty those buildings cost. They just built one that cost $45 million, apparently. But you take three steps behind it, and it's the nastiest, ugliest fucking buildings you ever seen in your life.
Yeah, well, that's York does that too. The front of it's really nice.
So let me tell you something. If you're a business, are you going to show all your bad things, or are you going to show your good things when you're trying to get people to go to your school? I got extremely catfished by Laurier for residence, okay? So hear me out. Hear me out for a sec. So I had gone to Laurier, And the two places I seen, one of them wasn't as nice, but like one place was really, really freaking nice. Like the residence on campus, you were able to literally walk inside to get to any of your classes. You barely have to go outside. It was so nice. And what the fuck did I get? I lived in a shitbox. And when I say a shitbox, like my room, my apartment smelled like a petting zoo. There was just so much wrong. Like, it was not livable conditions. There's still kids living in there. And I think that, you know what, the health administration should take down that building, because I'm pretty sure there's like freaking asbestos and mold freaking killing people.
Well, there's certain, but then there's also kids that like that will destroy rooms and stuff like that. I've been in university rooms that like my feet would stick to the floor when I'm walking. But they are absolutely disgusting.
But see, it didn't even have to come to do with kids. Like, we both, our toilets just broke from normal use.
No, yeah,
I'm not even kidding. I've told you guys this, but we had one toilet that was broken. We had one toilet that the inner workings of it were being tied together with broken headphones. That was our good toilet. When you're good toilet and you have to operate it by broken headphones, that's bad.
That's fucking...
So, like, that was our, what's it called? Like, that's the shit I lived in. Like, it was bad. Like, it was not good.
I've never been to any of the residencies on York, but I know that some of the bath... Like, and there's some buildings in York that just smell like piss. Like, and then there's some of the bathrooms. Me and my friend Guido have an on-running joke. Every time we walk through any of the buildings, and we go to, like, if we go to the washroom, or one of us goes to the washroom, it's fucking gated off with caution tape. One of the urinals is ripped off. It's on the floor. One of the toilets is wrapped up. So I always think, I'm like, what do kids do when they, like, I actually went to the bathroom the other day, and somebody decided they were going to design the wall, and they just put a big smiley face, like, massive. They basically, with a Sharpie, designed the bathroom for the people at York. I remember we're doing the orientations at York, and I was with my friend Guido, and we were like, you know what, bro, we should get involved. Like, this isn't going anywhere because we didn't get involved. But I remember thinking that that's something I wanted to do. But
let me tell you about my orientation. First off, I started a semester late, so I already knew it was going to be a jank-ass orientation.
Did you really? I forgot about that.
I did. Let me just get it started. You'll understand I went to high school for a day for grade 13, dropped out of that. Went to my orientation. They shot t-shirts at us from a crowd, and they're like, okay, everybody get up and dance. Come on. A bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds who don't know each other are going to dance in a... the hottest... The hottest fucking gym I've ever been in my entire life.
I thought you were going to say hottest.
I was in a t-shirt and I was sweating through it. So anyways, after getting t-shirts shot at us for like 35 minutes, they're like, okay, yeah, so you guys can just take laps around the school, get to know it a little bit. You have any questions, just you could come back here. So we go take a couple laps or whatever, and then they bring us into our room with like... I guess the head of a department or whatever. The head of our department was just tearing the course apart. He goes, the first thing he starts with, he comes in the room, he goes, I guess you guys are all here because we're the only program that accepted you. And he sits down. And I was like,
it is pretty funny.
I was like, oh, that's sick. I didn't go to school the next day because class started like a couple days after that. I didn't go, and then I dropped out again, and I worked for a whole year, and then and now I went back. I went back to school anyways, and I went back to the same program anyway. So, like, joke's on me, I guess. Ha ha, but whatever.
Guys, unrelated. No, you didn't tell that story. Tell it right now.
Oh, yeah, this is funny. So, basically, like, I was like, I want the podcast to gain more traction, so I'm trying to think of, like, all these kinds of ways that, like, I could get random people to see it, not, like, just people from Bolton, right? So I put it on Kijiji. I'm like, watch this podcast, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even kidding you. When I push it on Kijiji, it takes 3 weeks to get a message. I put it on Kijiji, 4 hours later, a guy messages me, can I please have an interview? I'm like, for what, the fucking podcast?
Yeah, he wants to
watch. I'm curious. Did he want to be on the podcast or work for us?
I thought he wanted interview.
Yeah, you wanted an interview to be on the podcast.
Did you tell him that it's three of us, or did he just think you were lonely? He's like, oh, this guy wants a friend.
The picture I put on Kijiji is the three of us, and I said, it had nothing to do with the job description. It said, listen to the non-confrontational podcast. It's like great if you want to have a good time, blah, blah, blah. Hope you enjoy it, whatever. I had nothing to do about a job. The guy fucking messages me, can I please have an interview?
Look, this guy maybe thought he could have sex with all three of us. That's what he was calling about.
Look. I want to, so like on the topic of Kijiji though, I want to tell you, like lately, like whenever I go on like Kijiji or Lekko or something like that, I've been doing something funny. Like I'll see people's ads and I'll just want to respond. I won't want to buy the stuff, but I just want to respond. I want to say something funny to them. Look at this guy's ad, right? I'll show Julian, but I'll explain it to you. So I was looking for a new PlayStation controller because mine was broken. And so this is this guy's ad, PS4 and controller, perfectly working, comes with cables, and in all caps, three times in a row goes, not negotiable, not negotiable, not negotiable, $300. Not negotiable, not negotiable, not negotiable, all caps. That's what he puts. What do you think I asked him?
Is this price negotiable?
Is this price negotiable? And he fucking said, yes, what's your offer? I feel like being like, I didn't respond. I sent him, is this price negotiable?
No, but like we should thank everybody for actually supporting us, even though we took a 7-month break. And I'm just happy that we have such a loyal fan base.
Are you great saying people this for the podcast, or are you just telling us this?
You know what? Not for anything. And this isn't a shit on anyone. I know we do have a lot of people who said like they're excited that it's coming back. But I mean, for me, from my standpoint, that's about 10 people. We had close to about 100 viewers on like the last couple. So like that was awesome. But I can't see if we're going to get all those people to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we never know. Let's hope. Change. Never know. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Listen, if you guys really do like it, then freaking share it, and then maybe we'll get... Because the first one got, like, a lot.
Close to,
and then
close
they
to like 600 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What the 10,000, actually, I think. 10,000 listens.
Yeah.
And no, I'm pretty sure it was at 2.6 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about the 10,000 ad deals that we got.
Yeah, that was
the hard part.
Yeah,
was,
then
like,
we had the sponsors, and we had to decline that six-figure sponsor for men's underwear.
And then we were good sports
about
it.
It just didn't align with our values.
Greg, didn't Team 10 ask you to be part of their
thing? Jake Paul called me up.
Yeah, David Dobrik actually asked me to go in and be the new...
David Dobrik was going to buy me the Ferrari, but I told him he could have it because, like, we already have enough fame, right?
Yeah.
And then Logan Paul actually said to me,
he said,
hey, don't box. He's like, I won't box KSI. The card will be bigger if I box you.
Yeah.
And I said, Logan, I said, it'd be too embarrassing for all your fans if I just walked in the ring and beat you. So he actually said, don't worry about it. You're right. I'd like a more even match for myself, so.
Yeah, Tana Mongeau was going to marry me instead, or however you pronounce her last name. I didn't really get time to know her because I just told her to go.
Julian's girlfriend also got mad about that one.
Yeah.
Which one?
About marrying Tana Mongeau.
No, which girlfriend? Oh. That's what Pepsi meant.
Oh, which girlfriend? Oh. Which one of your girlfriends got mad? Anyways.
Yeah, it's actually pretty lit that I got a girlfriend from this podcast. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you're the only one who got success. You should have been begging us to do this more.
We should end it and thank everybody legitimately. I hope you guys keep watching.
So, anyways, that's it. Thank you for listening to the topic. Yeah, that always happens. Anyways. Wrap it up.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for listening. We will see you later.
Or maybe not because I'm not just coming.